during the Masses this Sunday, we made reference to the Gospel that we have just read, where St. Peter, who is no dummy, and he is, after all, 2,000 years later, there are billions of Catholics, even if they're not as good as they should be, because that's human nature, and that is the times in which we live. But he was a good businessman in that sense. So he asked Jesus, "We have given up everything for thee, what shall we have?" And Jesus tells him. Same thing with St. John and St. James the Greater. The mother asking for the thrones. Well, they're not going to get the thrones she wanted, but they will get thrones. 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, which is also, it encompasses the church. Today we have two feasts that are most beautiful and at the same time curious. On the one hand, the feast of St. Hilarion, or Hilary. And by the way, Hilary is a man's name, not a woman's name. So that tells you something. And the heretics changed it to whatever. As a young man of 15, he was baptized. And then he went into the desert for many years and went back and forth. And eventually, there were thousands of followers that came to him. So he went from one place to the other where he could be alone. And the more he went, the more other people came, monks in particular, until finally at his death. He died around the year 372. And he was a friend and disciple of the great St. Anthony of the Desert, who also speaks of him, and of St. Athanasius, the great hero of the faith. On the other hand, we have another feast, which sometimes lends us to have tongue-in-cheek, because I think some monk, as he was transcribing the names of the saints, made a mistake, or maybe he just wanted to test those around him, and they failed because they didn't pick it up. We have St. Ursula and her companions. Now, there were 11 companions, but the monk wrote down 11,000. He added 3 zeros. And, of course, they came from Britain to France and Belgium. And because of the persecution against the Christians, they refused to give up their faith, and they were martyred. But there was no ship, not even a shipping line, that was big enough to bring over 11,000 virgins. So in Spanish, whenever we are sort of tongue-in-cheek making fun of someone who is not always correct, we say Ursula and her 11,000 companions, her 11,000 virgins. Santa Úrsula y sus 11,000 vírgenes. But there were not 11,000, there were 11. And we have some other names, I'm not going to tell you what they are now. But they're buried, or their relics are honored and buried in the Cathedral of Cologne in Germany. And so another reason to go to Cologne. It is a magnificent cathedral. The 7 brothers and their mother of the Maccabees, martyrs of the Old Testament, are there in a beautiful sarcophagus. And, of course, the 3 kings, the Magi, also are there on the other side of the altar where one can see them. So today we honor St. Hilarion and St. Ursula and her 11 companions. May they intercede for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.